This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. It's great to be with you. This is Chris Witz. To be feet away from a suicide bomber would be anyone's worst nightmare. Can you imagine it? And yet that's what happened, 7th of July 2005, near the King's Cross Station in London. Jill Hicks, Australian-born Jill Hicks, was in the underground tube train on her way to work. She worked as a magazine editor in London, and the unthinkable happened. A bomb exploded that morning in a packed carriage of commuters, and Jill thought that she had died. But miraculously, she survived, but both her legs had to be amputated. She was rushed to hospital, fearing the worst. The doctors told her husband that she wouldn't survive, and 26 people lost their lives. Others were injured, and Jill was the last survivor to be pulled out of that carriage. Now, this is a shocking event. You might remember it happening. But did you know that Jill Hicks has actually forgiven the attacker for the terrible injuries inflicted on her? She said that she wishes she could have looked him in the eyes to say, "I am not your enemy. I wish you no harm. I'm a person. I'm a human being like you." She said, "I could have chosen to let hatred be here for this act, to be my response, to be hate for the, to hate that person who committed it. I could have let that hatred consume me," but she said, "but I didn't. From the moment I was given the option of choosing life, I made a vow. If I did survive, I would live a full life, a good and rich life. I vowed I would never again take anything for granted." Now, they're wonderful words, aren't they? They're really inspiring words, heard on TV by something like 45 million people across America on the Oprah Winfrey TV show. So she said she felt no hatred for this person in London. And Oprah called her a hero, and I think she certainly is a hero. So you could be saying to yourself right now, "Well, that's okay. I could never forgive like that. It'd just be impossible. I would want to have my day, my revenge on that person." You might remember the news story of a group of prisoners that escaped in Texas, and in their rampage they killed a police officer in that process. And at the murder trial, the police officer's wife was able to stand at the end of that trial process and confront her husband's murderer. And she said very different words. She said, "I don't forgive you, I'll never forgive you, and I'll be there when you die, just like you were there when my husband died. I'll never forgive you." They're very chilling words, aren't they? And who could blame her? I mean, it's extremely difficult to forgive in those circumstances. Not easy. And it's always costly. And I think as we think about it, there'll always be a need to bring God to our difficulty in forgiving other people. I think we need to somehow reflect on the fact that God has forgiven us, that we can ask God for his help. We can think about the fact that Jesus was nailed on the cross, and even when those nails were being hammered in through his hands and feet, he prayed, "Father, forgive them." We might find it very hard to love our enemies, but I think we can remember that God loves them as he loves us, and we can ask God for some of that love that we might feel we just don't have. You might also recall the movie Dead Man Walking. It tells the true story how an unsuspecting Catholic nun became the spiritual director of a death row inmate. And in this movie, the prisoner, who was convicted of a brutal, terrible murder of a young couple, appears to be a very sick and repulsive human being. And this nun, Sister Prejean, continues to show love and patience with him, and he actually comes to a point of contrition and penance. And he spoke to the parents of one of his victims, "I hope my death gives you some peace." Now, one of the parents refuses to give, but one of the other parents was not so hard. He said to the nun, "I wish I had your faith." And she said, "It's not so much my faith, it's a lot of hard work." And I think that's true. Forgiveness is very hard, isn't it? When we forgive evil, we don't excuse that, we don't tolerate it, we don't smother it. We look evil in the face and we call it for what it is, the horror and the shock of it. But then we understand that forgiveness lies at the heart of Christianity. So Heavenly Father, today I pray you'll open our heart to absorb your truth and love and grace in difficult moments like this. We want to experience your peace. We want to look at the world through your eyes, even in these horrible moments. And I thank you that this can be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.